Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
I'm Sheldon Rampton. I'm currently working for the New York State Senate as the web developer for their Drupal-based website. It launched in, I think, early 2009. I wasn't the original developer, and I came in November of last year. We've been doing a lot to make government open and transparent and efficient and accountable by making more information available about the workings of the Senate. For example, beginning the start of 2010, as part of a law passed by the Senate, all Senate business meetings, meaning sessions and committee meetings, are required to be available online as video. So we're live streaming meetings as they happen and putting up video archives after the fact. We're doing a lot to support that by way of making the content of meetings searchable and also just generally to put documents online, testimony and reports and all that sort of thing. So it's kind of a constant challenge every day to keep up with bug fixes and making new functionality available and also meeting the needs of 62 senators who have a range of viewpoints and things they're trying to put up there.
Well, so it sounds like you got quite a Drupal installation here. Do you have like multi-site running all these different individual senators' websites? Or maybe you could talk a bit about, you know, the infrastructure for what sort of domains and sites that you have set up there.
Well, we don't use multi-site. It's all at the same domain, nysenate.gov. But each senator has their own, what they consider to be a website within it. I think of it as just a URL to their personal page and their, you know, for each senator. If you go to their page, it's customized with their picture on the pages that are associated with that senator and a unique menu at the top that clicks through to information about their biography. You can see a list of all the legislation they've sponsored or have been involved with. We're also integrating the Drupal site with the second site that we've built in Java. We call it OpenLedge. It stands for Open Legislation. Unfortunately, the spelling, people tend to pronounce it open leg, which some people have advised us doesn't have the right connotations, but it's a search engine, so you can see legislation as it's being drafted, and you can see what actions have been taken on it, you know, what committees it's been referred to, who's voted for it and against it, and all that sort of thing. And that's the other thing that's been my current project is using the OpenLedge API to retrieve information and display it within the Drupal site, and also to produce APIs that OpenLedge can use to retrieve information and display on that end so that we can sort of integrate the two systems.
So yeah, maybe you could talk a bit about some of the other Drupal modules that you're using and functionality that you have on the site.
I counted the other day, and I think it was 82 contrib modules enabled. Of course, CCK and views and panels, I think those are the bedrock for any Drupal site these days. My mind starts to draw a blank. The M-Field modules is doing a fair amount of the work to enable our video because it lets you plug in video from different providers. We've also written, I think we have about 20 custom modules that we've written. In fact, we just open sourced them. We put them up on Drupal.org as a project last week in preparation for coming to DrupalCon.
So all the 20 custom modules is on one project, or the each individual one? Maybe you could tell people how to sort of track those down.
Most of them are on a single project called NYSS, you know, drupal.org/project/NYSS. Some of them are just basically the glue modules that hold our site together. I don't know if they would be of general interest, but we're trying to steer it in the direction of generalizing the functionality of these. So, for example, one of them is an event module that we use that, you know, connects up senators to events and committees to events. So we also have a committee module and a senator module. What we're hoping is that this can evolve into a package that different legislatures can adapt to quickly set up their own website with similar functionality. we've also created some modules that we're releasing separately from the NYSS package on the NYSS project, kind of on a piecemeal basis if we feel like they have more general functionality. One of the modules I just put up, for example, is called Whitelist, and it's basically an input filter that lets you specify what... We had a problem with some senators putting up content that included HTML for forms that would go out to Google Forms or something like that. There are some privacy laws and things that we have to require people to adhere to, and that gets problematic when they're submitting information to outside domains that we don't control. So in order to prevent that from happening, we wrote the Whitelist module that basically restricts what outside sources content contributors can link to or post things like forms to. And we have an OpenLedge module that includes a PHP library that's designed to be independent of Drupal, so anyone who wants to use the PHP library can use it to access the OpenLedge API, but also it's a Drupal module in addition to that, so that you can kind of quickly, if you want to retrieve information about the legislation related to the New York State Senate, you can do that. The OpenLedge project is also an open source project, so if someone else wants to put up their own site legislation for another state or another unit of government, they would be able to take that code and drop it in and adapt it for their purposes.
And so, you know, New York State Senate seems to be on certainly the cutting edge of Drupal and open source and government. And maybe you could talk about, you know, is there any other collaboration with other state senates? Or, of course, now the White House is also on Drupal, so if there's any interaction with the federal government, but maybe talk about that.
There's no real planning at this point. We're aware of each other and happy that they're doing what they're doing and hoping we can get some of their code. And, of course, we're doing what we can to share ours. And other units of government have approached us for help in setting up their systems. And basically what we're telling them at this point is you can have our code, but we don't have the personnel to actually help much beyond that. We can tell you how we set it up and stuff, but we can't really set up websites for anyone other than ourselves at this point. I'm the sole Drupal guy in shop. We have other people who are very good with Java and PHP and things, but I'm kept busy enough just managing the Senate's needs that I can't do it for the city of New York or some other unit of government at this point. But it'd be great to have others jump in and do the same thing. I think, you know, Drupal is such a great platform, and it lends itself so well to kind of modularization of things that I think there's a lot of potential to save costs for government by adopting it as a platform. One thing, just for example, that we're going to be doing is deep linking to video, so that the idea is you can use the closed captioning of a video to extract the text of what's playing at any given time, so you can do a keyword search and find out that the phrase economic development occurs at 2 minutes and 33 seconds into the video, and then you'll have a deep link that takes you right to that moment so you can play the video at that moment, which will be great for people who want to do opposition research on the New York State Senate.
So it sounds like the transcripts would obviously need to be available, but also the alignment to the time. How does that happen then?
Well, YouTube has a deep linking API, and we're putting the video up on YouTube. And the closed captioning is an XML file. So it's got the text in the closed captioning of the event. So basically, we have to build some of this functionality yet, but this is the plan, is to retrieve the text from the closed captioning XML. And that also, you know, because the closed captioning specifies the time at which the caption should appear, that gives you the moment in time that you want to go to, and then you basically just use the YouTube API to point to that moment in the video.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Sure.